Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Big O, I got my eye on Solana coin. You in? No, dude. No. Not at all. You never buy anything on Parabolic, bro. Let me teach you guys something about crypto. Okay? If you didn't get Solana a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, when it was at $40, you don't buy it at 170, bro. You don't buy it at 160 and 180 and 200. Are you crazy? It doesn't make any sense. I wish you luck. Any of you that bought Solana, that's fine. Never buy a stock. And I don't play the stock market anymore, but I think that most people would agree with me on this. Here, I see Tremolio there. He's a stock guy. Never buy a stock, and you never buy a coin on a parabolic move. Ever. Never. You don't do it. 99% of the time, you're going to get screwed. Solana made its run. I don't know how much more is left. Maybe there's more. Maybe it triples from here. I'm not sure. But you don't buy Cardano now at $246, at $3, or whatever. You had to buy it when it was at $1, $1.50, $1.60, at 90 cents, at 70 cents. That's when you had to buy it. Once something goes parabolic, you are now risking loss at that point. Because when with every parabolic move, there's a correction. Always. Like 99% of the time. Okay? I'm telling you, because I do this all the time. I play it every day. I watch this market every day. Never, ever buy anything when it's parabolic. Ever. It's just not worth it. This is why they tell you that when it's running like that is when you sell. When it's bleeding and everything's going down, that's when you buy. That's why I told you for several months, right? A couple months ago, I told you during the consolidation period, I told you, take advantage, buy the effing dip. And if you would have bought Ethereum at 17, 18, 1900, 2000, 2100. Well, guess what? You're making a boatload of money right now. If you would have bought Cardano when I told you 90 cents and $1 and $1.10 and $1.20, it's at 250 and it's gone up to 3 and it's going to go higher. Now you're riding high. If you bought VeChain when I told you in the recent dip or the one before, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cents, well, guess what? It's now at 13. It's gone up to 17. I told you about Crow. It was down to 12 and 11 cents. It's been up to 17. It was up at 20. You understand? You do not buy anything when it's gone parabolic. It just does not make sense. It sets you up for failure. The people that bought Bitcoin at 60 and 65, they're still losing money. Now, they'll make their money eventually. Bitcoin will get back over 60 and 65, and it'll get to 70 and 80 and 100. I truly believe that. I have no doubt in that. But if you bought it parabolic at 60 and 65, which I know people that did, guess what they ended up doing? Panicking and selling it at 38 and 42 and 45, and they lost their ass. Because that, if you're not willing, now, let me, Sidola, here's the best advice I could give you. If you bought something parabolic, you know what you need to do now? Put it away and hold on forever now. Because it's going to come back. And now you're going to have to wait. Like the people that bought it at 60 and 65 for Bitcoin, they will have to, if you're smart, you take your lumps, you wait patiently, you let it sit there and let it come back eventually. That's what you do. Please. Never, I'm not a financial advisor, okay? But I'm just telling you, at least the way I do things, never buy anything parabolic. Ever. When you FOMO in, you're done. And if you FOMO in, then you better be committed to the long term of that coin or that stock. Always. Trust me. I'm telling you, that is 100%. Look, Tremolio says, never chase upside. Correct. Never. It's the worst thing that you can do. It's the problem is most people don't follow this shit. You know, by the way, some of you know that Solana is not even really truly decentralized. I'm just saying, you know, that's the reason why I've never invested in Solana. While it's a hell of a blockchain and people are building stuff on it, it's not truly decentralized. And that's something that concerns me, kind of like Internet Computer ICP is another one that they want to become the Internet of the blockchain, but their nodes are not decentralized. It's they run the nodes. So, no, dude, I don't want that. No. That's not what DeFi is about, man. So be careful. Do your homework. Read. I'm just saying, if you're going to get into this, this is not for the weak of heart.